You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With COVID-19 announcements and updates having come thick and fast from the government over the last few weeks, Auckland businesses have been holding out for answers. This morning I spoke to Hospitality New Zealand Auckland representative Jamie Freeman and Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck about how some of the latest announcements have impacted the retail and hospitality sectors. On Monday, the government announced that Auckland will, in principle, move to Alert Level 3 Step 2 next Tuesday at 11:59pm. This easing of restrictions will mean that shops will open with social distancing and mask wearing will be enforced, and social gatherings of up to 25 people can take place outside. This move may come as some light relief for retail businesses in Auckland, who will finally be able to see shoppers inside their stores after 12 weeks with closed doors. However, hospitality businesses will still have to wait for Level 3 Step 3 to feed people inside, with a limit of 50 patrons, or until Auckland hits the 90% vaccination threshold that will see the region shift to the new traffic light system. I asked Hospitality New Zealand's Jamie Freeman and Heart of the City's Viv Beck what their position was on the government's potential easing of restrictions next week. You'll hear Jamie's voice first and Viv's second. On Monday, the government announced that, in principle, Auckland will be moved to Alert Level 3 Step 2 next week, which means that retail stores will be able to open with social distancing. What is your response to this?
For our industry, there's no change at Level 3 Step 2. Even at Level 3 Step 3, most businesses either won't open, and if they do, won't make ends meet with only 50 people seated and separated. And the way we're looking at it is even the smaller businesses just don't have the space, and larger venues with bigger rents, it just doesn't help, so they probably won't open. We need to get back to trading as normal as possible as quickly as we can. I know there are establishments, for example, holding on by the skin of their teeth just for Christmas, and if we don't move quickly, they're definitely going to go under. It's just a real sobering thought out there. Christmas is what everybody's hedging their bets on, really. Yeah, I think with the question answering about how it will go for retail, in the CBD especially, I think it's going to be super tough for them. People aren't back in their offices. You know, they're not socialising in the city. The day-to-day sort of normal, office dwellers and CBD workers, they're not going to be there. So I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Well, we're pleased to be moving in the right direction and getting open again. I mean, we're a little disappointed that it was a week away because we've got businesses that every day counts right now. And obviously we haven't got hospitality yet or some of the other sort of retail-related businesses, but we are pleased to be moving in the right direction. So the reality is this is actually a new sort of step for us. So we've got retail opening without hospitality. So often people sort of combine the two for a total retail experience, but we certainly want to make the most of having retail open again. And it's hard to know exactly how that will go, but certainly our retailers will be, you know, opening their arms up and looking forward to seeing real customers again. So, you know, I think that's a positive step forward, and obviously we're very keen to get further relaxation. But, you know, certainly there are opportunities for people to come and still buy, shop in retail, but still buy off hospitality businesses, even if it's a takeaway and a walk along the waterfront to eat it. So, you know, we're certainly still going to be promoting an experience, and, you know, we're gearing up and aiming to be ready to go for that date next week. So looking forward to seeing more customers again and having our stores open.
Moving to the announcement of the traffic light system, which was made a couple of weeks ago, there appears to still be some uncertainty about how this new framework will work for businesses operating under it. The green, orange and red lights have a heavy focus on the vaccination status of citizens, with more restrictions in place at all light stages for people who are unvaccinated than those who are fully vaccinated with vaccine passports. For example, hospitality and retail will be open at all levels to people who are vaccinated, but with limits on numbers only existing for vaccinated people at a red light stage. However, the government is still yet to make an announcement about how vaccination passports will be rolled out. I began by asking Hospitality New Zealand's Jamie Freeman about the group's position on the new traffic light system. Auckland is still a wee way off from hitting the 90% full vaccination target across the three DHBs. However, when we do get there, we'll be shifting to the traffic light system. So what is your position on the traffic light system?
There's confusion still. There's more important details to yet be disclosed by the government in regards to vaccine requirements. We need to know that businesses are not going to be open personal grievances from staff if they have decided to accept the vaccine passports. That's really important for us. It is a massive cost to any business to have someone standing outside the front door and checking for these vaccine passports, and this is a requirement at red, amber and green. We want to make sure all of our members are safe, but when will we get back to normal trade and out of these levels? There is still no light at the end of the tunnel. It just seems to be there's just tunnels at the moment.
And just to hone in on an aspect there of the traffic light system that you brought up is obviously the vaccine passports, and we're still waiting for certainty about what those will look like, when we'll be getting them and how they'll operate. But are you finding that people are generally on board with restrictions regarding letting vaccinated versus non-vaccinated people access the premises, or has there been sort of a bit of a mixed bag about a response to that?
Obviously, hospitality in New Zealand as a whole, we support the vaccinations, but it is everybody's choice. And there are obviously different positions for the traffic light system in regards to whether you are taking a vaccine passport or not. I'd say the majority of members are taking a vaccine passport overall. However, we still need clarification on what that means from a staffing perspective, on what that means in regards to how do we take the vaccine passports at the front door. Where I was on a call on a webinar with MB the other day, and they were saying they haven't quite nailed it yet. But they were saying also you'll have to take the vaccine passport, you'll have to have ID from the person to clarify that, and also sign in with a QR code for the business as well. So that means extra cost and extra labour put into businesses that are already really suffering and struggling to get through.
I then went on to ask Heart of the City's Viv Beck the same question. What is the association's response to the traffic light system?
So going into red, I mean, that's, I guess that's going to mean that more businesses can trade. It still will be quite restrictive in the sense that we won't be able to have the big events and larger hospitality because there'll be limits on gathering numbers. And one of the challenges for the city centre in particular is that they will still be encouraging people to work from home, which is certainly a challenge for many of our businesses because that's where a lot of their custom comes from, having people working in the city centre. And at 90% vaccination, we certainly hope that that would be possible for people to be back at work. That's certainly the case. But what we will have by that stage are vaccination passports, which will certainly give people that comfort around the vaccination levels and how that, you know, how people can show that they're vaccinated and how the stores can be comfortable with who's coming in and how customers can feel comfortable with the environment they're in. So, you know, that will certainly be another step forward, but as I say, it will still have some challenges for the city centre.
When we get to the traffic light system, lockdowns as we've known them will be effectively gone. Is this enough to save CBD businesses that haven't been seeing people for this 12-week period?
Well, it depends how quickly we can get back to sort of good levels of trading. I mean, the Christmas period is fundamentally important for many of our customer street-facing businesses. And so we want to make sure that they get as good a run as possible in that period. So things like rules that say people can't come back to work even if they're 90% vaccinated is really quite unfortunate for the city centre. And we are taking that up with government because, you know, the idea is that once you get to high levels of vaccination, people should be able to get out and about again. So that's that will make a big difference to our businesses if we don't have people working back again. But it does mean, Red, that more people are trading, and we'll certainly be making the most of that and doing everything we can with the limits of 100. And I should say that people are very focused on the safety protocols. I mean, we've had 20 months of this now, and people do want to provide a safe environment for customers and staff and suppliers. So that's very high on people's mind, but we do need an environment that enables people to trade again.
The final topic I wanted to speak to these two experts about was the calls that have been made to allow hospitality businesses to expand their outside seating venues to the public footpath. This is an idea that has been rolled out across the world with great success and is backed by Auckland Council. However, the matter of gaining permits to allow for safe operating on the streets, as well as expanding liquor licences, are hurdles that need to be jumped through. I asked both Jamie and Viv about this idea. You'll hear Jamie speak first and Viv speak second. So I understand that there are talks underway to allow Auckland restaurants and cafes to expand their dining spaces onto the footpath. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, we support the extension of outdoor liquor licences within the COVID levels. This has been headed up by the Ponsonby Business Association, and I've sat on some Zoom calls with those and fed back on it. So I believe the council have got behind this as well and gone to government with a submission. We do need to move fast though. You know, the longer we wait on things like this, the harder it's going to be. This will help smaller businesses at level three, stage three, to have an extra couple of covers, because obviously the smaller businesses that can only fit so many people socially distanced inside, this will help them. So we are supportive of it.
This is a great opportunity because with limits on people who can gather inside, being able to go outside and host is a really important thing. And we've been lobbying along with others for Auckland Council to waive fees associated with that, and they have done that. One of the other things that needs to happen is that the liquor licences need to be changed to even, you know, temporarily to allow this so that people can serve alcohol when they're serving outside. So that's an important component of it, and people like the Restaurant Association and Hospitality New Zealand have been working on this because that's an important part of the mix. But this is really important, and in fact we would quite like to have seen in level 3 step 2, if you can have a gathering outside with 25 people, that, you know, those people would have been able to be served in a safe environment if you're sitting outside, for example, with a restaurant that's got outdoor dining. So, you know, the idea of being able to be outside and dining safely is a really important opportunity for hospitality businesses, and we're very supportive of that. And it also creates vibrancy. You know, you'll see photos from other countries around the world where they've done this, and it creates a really vibrant atmosphere, and we're certainly keen to see that here as well. And we know businesses have got plans to do this as soon as they're able to trade.
That was Hospitality New Zealand Auckland representative Jamie Freeman and Heart of the City chief executive Viv Beck speaking on some of the latest government COVID announcements impacting Auckland businesses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.